afternoon. We'd like to welcome each of you to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. This afternoon, we gather together to lift our voices in praise to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We gather together on this Christmas Eve to celebrate the birth of the one and only Son, the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. So this afternoon, we tell the story of Christ's birth through Scripture. We celebrate it through the singing of Christmas carols. And our service is intentionally focused on simply retelling the biblical story and letting Scriptures and Christmas carols do that for us. So there's no sermon, there's no meditation, just readings from the Word of God and our own voices in song, and candles to help us center our hearts on Jesus as our Savior. And as we recount the birth of Christ, we will light the Advent candles, which reflect and remind us of why He came. The Scriptures tell us in Galatians chapter 4, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. The time was right and is right for Jesus to come into our lives. So let's celebrate His arrival by standing together and singing, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." From the prophet Jeremiah. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise that I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days, at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. And in Luke chapter 1, we read, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Tonight we light the first candle in our Advent wreath in remembrance of the hope that Christ gives us. After the prophetic ministry of Malachi, silence fell over the Lord's people for 400 years. God had made a promise for a king to come, but no one had yet seen this fulfillment. And a sense of longing, even hopelessness, began to fall upon the people of God. Then, into this silence, the Lord brings a message to a young Mary, a message of hope. See, God's messenger brings news from the Lord to a teenage woman that at last the promise the Lord had made is now going to be fulfilled. The first promise back in the Garden of Eden and every promise in between regarding the Messiah who is to come is now unfolding before Mary's eyes. So Mary is the one who would bear this great hope. She, highly favored and blessed, has the honor to carry hope in her womb, delivering hope to the world and watching hope grow in the souls of everyone who will encounter her child. The advent of her young son will be a spark of hope that will ignite a new hope, and not just for the Jewish people, but for the rest of the world as well. So God said, hope would come, and hope has come, and his name is Jesus. And we now have a new promise, the promise of his return, and we can walk in this expectant hope and wait for the return of our hope named Jesus. So this candle of hope calls each of us to be alert, to wait, and to watch for his return.
Certain for shepherds.
there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The third candle we light this evening in the Advent wreath is the candle of joy. It's because of Christ and through Christ that we can have true joy in our lives. A joy that's based on the choice of following Jesus. So we light this candle to remember that Christ brings the promise of new life. A life in which the blind receive sight, the lame walk, and the prisoners are set free. So let this light of the third candle point you to Jesus as the bringer of true and everlasting joy. Let's stand together as we celebrate this joy by singing "Joy to the World." like the light of Jesus, to reflect his light to those that we meet. This final candle that we light this evening in the Advent wreath is the Christ candle. The Christ candle reminds us of hope, peace, joy, and love that we speak of in this Christmas season, and that they are all found in and point us to Jesus the Messiah, the Christ. In Matthew chapter 1, we read, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." And in John chapter 1, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ." So may this Christ candle remind us that we are called to be a witness to the light of the world, God's Son, Jesus, who came as a baby at Bethlehem, and he will come again in glory. As we bring to a close our Christmas Eve service, we now light our own candles to remind each of us that we are to carry the light of Christ from here and into the world, to be the light of Christ to all those we meet. Jack and I will come and light the candles of those on the outside of the rows. And once your candle is lit, simply hold it upright and let the person next to you light their candle off of yours. And together, we'll pass on the light of Christ this Christmas season. As we do, let's stand together and sing Silent Night.
Round yon virgin.
light of Christ shine from your life.